Grace you and peace in the name of our triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. In the 2008 song entitled When I Grow Up, recorded by the Pussycat Dolls, I'm sure that's one of your favorite groups, everybody, we hear these words. Now, I've got a confession. When I was young, I wanted attention. And I promised myself that I'd do anything, anything at all, for them to notice me. But I ain't complaining. We all want to be famous. Because see, when I was younger, I would say, when I grow up, I want to be famous. I want to be a star. I want to be in movies. When I grow up, I want to see the world, drive nice cars. I want to have groupies. When I grow up, be on TV. People know me. Be on magazines. And she's not alone in her desire to be famous, is she? The success and explosion of YouTube, television shows like American Idol and The Voice and America's Got Talent, and the myriad of reality TV shows from The Bachelor to Naked and Afraid and Duck Dynasty and Pawn Stars and Real Housewives and on and on and on. It's all about people wanting to be famous. I keep waiting for them to come out with a show called Real Pastors of the LCMS, Austin Edition. We laugh about that, but they already have a show called Pastors of LA and Preacher's Daughters, so Pastors of the LCMS may not be that far-fetched. And I'd be willing to bet there'd be some takers out there. After all, it seems like everybody wants to be famous. And that includes pastors, too. And if the 12 disciples of Jesus were walking the earth here today, right now, in the 21st century, I'm fairly certain that they would be interested in being famous also. I mean, isn't that essentially what James and John were asking when they asked Jesus to place them on his right and left side when he came into his kingdom? Or how about our gospel reading today as the entire group of disciples is arguing about who's the greatest among them? They each wanted a place of honor and prestige. They each wanted to be known and to be considered to be great. In a manner of speaking, they each wanted to be famous. There's an old saying that says, nice guys finish last. People mean different things by that. By some, people mean that nice guys don't get the girl because it seems like girls like bad boys. Other people use a phrase to refer to men of integrity and honesty who lose out in a society in which the price of success often means foregoing one's integrity in order to satisfy one's self-interests. A nice guy is not willing to step on other people to get what he wants. And so oftentimes in this world then, he gets taken advantage of, and he gets overlooked. And thus, as a nice guy, he finishes last. But that's not the way it works in God's world. You see, in God's world, nice guys don't finish last because they've been overlooked or they've been taken advantage of. Rather, they finish last so that others can finish before them. They finish last not as the result of consequence, but as the product of intent. Nice guys in God's world aren't concerned with being great and being first and being famous. They're concerned with helping others and serving others. Their goal is to be like Christ, who did not come to be served, but to serve, who made himself nothing and took on the nature of a servant who humbled himself and became obedient to death, even the death of a cross. Jesus said to his disciples in our gospel reading today from St. Mark, he said, if anyone wants to be first, he must be the very last. And he must be the servant of all. In other words, if anyone wants to be great or honored or famous, he should set those desires aside and live a life of humble service. Because you see, the person who humbly serves others because of his love for God, that's the person whom God is going to honor and exalt and bless. And believe me, God can lift us higher than we can ever lift ourselves. Proverbs 3, we read that God opposes the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. James wrote in chapter 4 of our epistle, humble yourselves before the Lord, and he will lift you up. Peter wrote in his first letter, humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time. Even our Savior Jesus, who was in very nature God, did not seek to make himself famous, but he lived the life of a humble servant. And thus, Paul tells us in Philippians that God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name. But for some reason, we still have this mixed up idea that we're going to be happier if we're famous. We're going to be happier if folks think that we're great. I'm not sure where we get that idea from. Because the majority of what I see from famous people is unhappiness, bad behavior, drug and alcohol problems, bouncing from relationship to relationship, troubled and in trouble children, and so forth. Those people seem to, they mask their unhappiness with fancy cars and tropical vacations. But let me tell you, no amount of time spent on a yacht in Malibu can ever make you whole inside. That only comes from a relationship with Jesus. Because only Jesus has the cure to our feelings of worthlessness and unimportance. And that cure is his love. You know, each day, I can look in the mirror and know that I am a person for whom the Son of God gave his life. No matter what inadequacies I have, no matter what failures I carry around with me in my life, I know that I am a forgiven child of God because of the death and the resurrection of Jesus, and so are you. And thus we don't need fame to make us feel great. We have Jesus who has promised to make each of us great in due time, which means in his time. And thus, my encouragement for you is to be a nice guy or a nice gal and to humble yourself before others. Intentionally let others go before you. Live a life that seeks to honor the people around you rather than to lift up and honor yourself. Follow Jesus' example and take on the nature of a servant, and God will lift you up in due time, whether that be here or in his eternity to come. For remember, in God's world, first will be last. And those who are last will be first. And thus, while in this world, nice guys may finish last, in God's world, they will not stay last. In the name of Jesus Christ, our living Lord and Savior, amen.